USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Flooding in the Midwest is still a major concern as high water flows down the Missouri River. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says it started in her state with the highest amount of rain and snowfall in 124 years.
People in Hamburg have lost two-thirds of their town to floodwaters.
Reporter Madonna Kilpatrick-Killian in Fremont, Nebraska says farming will be affected.
This will disrupt livestock chains. This will disrupt grain. This will disrupt corn. But I don't think the farmers have been able to even get home to see the result of that damage.
In fact, the Nebraska Farm Bureau estimates farm and ranch losses could reach $1 billion. A federal jury has found that Roundup weed killer was a factor in a California man's cancer. This is the second case to go to trial over the alleged harms of the widely used chemical. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
President Trump continues his attacks on the late Senator John McCain, telling reporters he will never be a fan of McCain's, partly because of how he voted in repealing the Affordable Care Act.
He campaigned on repealing and replacing Obamacare for years, and then he got to a vote and he said thumbs down.
The president has been attacking McCain since 2015 when he said he didn't consider him a hero because he was captured during the Vietnam War. During a White House news conference with Brazil's new president, President Trump said all options are open when it comes to Venezuela, suggesting even tougher sanctions could be coming. Redacted files from federal search warrants show special counsel Robert Mueller began investigating the president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, for fraud in his personal business dealings and potentially acting as an unregistered foreign agent for at least 9 months before the FBI raided his home and office about a year ago. Cohen is to begin serving a 3-year prison sentence in May. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA. When you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
The Prime Minister of New Zealand has called for national unity as residents of Christchurch, New Zealand, try to return to life as normal. John Clemens reports.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern spoke to Parliament in response to last Friday's attacks at two different mosques that left 50 people dead. She said New Zealand is a nation of 160 different languages.
We open our doors to others and say welcome. And the only thing that must change after the events of Friday is that this same door must close on all of those who espouse hate and fear.
In a 70-page document issued before the attack, the gunman called foreign immigrants invaders. I'm John Clemens.
Large marine mammals are dying because they're eating trash in the ocean. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
Scientists say a whale that washed up dead in the Philippines last weekend died because it had eaten 88 pounds of plastic. The 15.5-foot-long whale's belly was packed with shopping bags, rice sacks, and banana plantation-style bags. A non-governmental agency that collects and preserves dead animals says the whale died of dehydration and starvation because the mass of plastic in its stomach kept it from being able to get the nutrients it needed to live. The agency says some of the plastic trash had been in the whale's stomach for so long it had calcified. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.